I speak once again as a prophet and a priest, and I am speaking to the church, to these four men and those who know that they are in sin. I am speaking to Greg Laurie. The Lord says that you have a hidden sin in your life, and unless you repent of this, he will destroy your ministry. The Lord speaks to Joel Osteen. The day is far spent. I did not call you to be my minister. You are effeminate, and you are a closet homosexual, and your wife is in collusion with you to cover this up. The Lord God says, repent. I am coming soon. Your ministry will no longer stand. The Lord says unto Benny Hinn, stop what you're doing. You are false. There are miracles through you, but it is my spirit by which they come. And in the end days, there shall be many that come up before me and say, haven't I cast out devils? Haven't I healed the sick? Haven't I done these mighty miracles in your name? And the Lord God will say to you, Benny Hinn, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. The Lord God also speaks to Billy Graham. You need to repent. Christ is the only way into the kingdom of heaven. There shall be no Muslims. There shall be none that believe in Islam or Buddhism or any other religion. Christ died for the sins of the world, and the only way in is through repentance. You must repent. You must realize that you are a sinner, and you must repent before the Lord God with fear and trembling, because I am coming, and there is fire coming with me. I am coming to destroy all the works of men. All of you who are ministers, who are shepherds over my sheep in the nation of America and throughout the world, listen to my words. Behold, I am coming to you quickly. I am going to destroy your works. You better repent and teach your people that are in your congregations to repent and to ask for forgiveness of their sins. This is the Lord God speaking to you. Thus says the Lord, judgment is coming. I am coming to my temple, and who will stand?